This is Kicking It.
Oh my gosh, my heart is still racing. We're about 15 minutes after the U.S. posted that 2-1 victory against Ghana. We were so excited that we grabbed the podcasting equipment, we came upstairs, and we just wanted to record this really quick, because how long have we been waiting for this, Dad? Kyle Gibson here with Richard Gibson on the Kicking It podcast. It's finally, after 8 years, what my brother calls the 8 years war, it finally happened. The U.S. was able to beat Ghana at the World Cup. U.S. now sits in second place in the group, just down off 3 goals against Germany. And oh my gosh, Dad, you're on Twitter right now. You're scrolling around on your computer. Everyone is going crazy. People I didn't know even like soccer are going crazy. You
baseball
get
them
in a patriotic
players.
Mood.
Kurt Busch. NASCAR drivers. A lot of
NASCAR riders.
Exactly.
Jeff Luck earlier.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And that's a game kind of like the Algeria game in 2010 that just gets people behind this team because it was gutsy. Now, I might be going a little too bold right here, but I just don't think the U.S. played the best game. I mean, they played well at the start when Clint got that goal. For those of you who didn't watch it, happy you're joining us from under that rock.
And shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you, as Clint Dempsey scored 34 seconds in, which was completely unexpected. I wrote that the team would have to survive the first 15 minutes, and they not only survived it, they thrived in it, but then kind of went on the back foot as there was an injury to Jozy Altidore. Clint himself fell down, and then, you know, as the game went by, it became all Ghana, and frankly, they probably should have scored more than they did, but I give extreme credit to guys like Kyle Beckerman and Jermaine Jones,
exactly.
Who I've seen a lot of people say Jermaine's the man of the match. I would even say Kyle has a chance to be the man of the match because he stayed defensive all game long like I thought he would. And then the team was able to survive Jozy going down, though. I mean, Aaron Johansson didn't have the best game, but, I mean, you said you didn't think they were that good either, so I mean, it's just how impressive was it that they were able to do that at the end, though, when Graham Zusi, a substitute, kicks to another substitute, John Anthony Brooks, for the goal. And what went through your mind when it happened?
We just started. And John Brooks, the look on his face was amazing.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Beasley started out slow. I got on him a couple times. I think he recovered. I wouldn't say he had a great game. He did what he had to do. Beasler, Fabian, look at this. Match stats, time of possession, Ghana, 62%, USA 38%. They had possession. We broke it up either by us playing great D or them just losing it at times. Shots on goal, 21 for Ghana, 8 for us. Corner kicks, 7 for Ghana, 3 for us. But 2 saves each. But I tell you, just gutty, like you said, gutty performance. What cracks me up there at the very end, you called it with the foot. Go ahead and brag on yourself.
Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and brag a little bit because I said, I just said Zusi has a nice right foot right as he was about to swing in that corner kick. And John Brooks is huge, a real physical specimen. He was just able to head it in. My buddy Cameron Morgan, just to show you how crazy people go in these matches, he calls me in the... Well, he texted me and said, I thought Ghana was about to score. I was cooking in my kitchen. I look out, 20 seconds later, they do score. And so he was freaked out, probably was going to burn the chicken he was making because he was so upset. But then he continues watching in this weird pacing position, he says, and he started freaking out with a wooden spoon, like slamming it everywhere after the U.S. scored. So don't. It's definitely, when you're watching the U.S. soccer team, you don't want to be holding anything like a dog or a baby, something that can fall really easy because, man, it just goes crazy. And you mentioned the stats, possession. Yeah, shots. Ghana really led that one, 21, but then only 3 on goal to the U.S. 4, even in tackles, but where it counts as goals.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate a little bit. I'm going to crack open a Miller Lite. There we go. There we go. I'm wafting it in front of our microphone here.
Everybody
oh my gosh.
Smelling it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm going to let you talk for a second about... Now, why do you think the coach, Appiah, for Ghana, who I'm going to cheer for, by the way, because he's the first African manager to qualify an African team for the World Cup. Now, you say you're not going to cheer for Ghana. I wanted to get your impression on what you thought was the dirty play. And then why do you think Prince Boateng and Mike Alessian, two of their best players, came on late.
The first, you know, there's a couple dangerous tackles there at the beginning I didn't like. They finally started giving some yellow for that. But then a header, correct me if I'm wrong, the header.
This beer's cold, yeah.
Yeah, the beer is cold. The header, why would a foot have to come up that far and bust Dempsey in the nose?
Yeah,
and
then, really.
I don't know. I'll kind of pull for him, especially, you know, I guess I have to beat some of the people in our group. Mm. They just pissed me off there for a couple minutes, and I kind of got over it. They calmed down. But I'm going to fly my American flag at half-mast tomorrow because my man didn't have a good game.
Michael Bradley?
Yes, Michael Bradley. I don't know what it was. He couple possessions he gave away. He didn't have his crisp passes. He kind of – it just – he's got to get better, and he will. You know he will. But my thing is, 2-1 win. Some of these players, some of our guys, first appearances in the World Cup, and they pulled it off. You can't get better than that. I love it.
You mentioned DeMarcus Beasley starting out slow, and Ghana barely attacked Fabian Johnson's side, I don't think. Yeah. And I've been impressed with him ever since I've started watching him in these tune-ups because he can get forward, he can play. And a guy who I wrote I didn't like him being in the squad, Alejandro Bedoya, has done nothing since that but impressed me. And he's not trying to prove me wrong specifically, but I've completely turned, and now I love Alejandro Bedoya.
Exactly.
And I think you can finally... It's always going to hurt that Jurgen left off Landon Donovan, but you can finally see the vision he had with a guy who can track back and play forward like Bedoya. He maybe doesn't have the splash in the attacking third like Landon Donovan did. Definitely can't strike a penalty like Landon did, but I thought he had a really great game. I thought that, you know, Clint Dempsey, they couldn't get the ball up to him enough because Michael Bradley kind of was like a broken cog in that midfield machine.
Yeah.
But I thought everyone... really played great around them. Aaron Johansson, I heard Taylor Twellman say, and he's right, Taylor was a striker. You've got to track back more when your team's trying to get possession. You've got to get the ball, stand up, and play with your back to goal. It's hard to do. A striker doesn't like to do that, especially young strikers, but it's something that's going to have to happen. And that might have cost Johansson his place, because Juan Dolowski would gladly do that dirty work in the next game. And
just to show you what one good game will do for you, on Wikipedia, John Anthony Brooks Jr., referred to as John Brooks, born January 28, 1993 in Berlin. German-American footballer. He is the greatest American since Abraham Lincoln. So somebody's already tapped into Wikipedia and changed John Brooks's, just his face. If you haven't seen it, people...
Who said Wikipedia was unreliable?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. And my students get mad at me when I won't take Wikipedia work. And then there's a cartoon under Darren Revelle, guys, if you're listening. Before match one. Two guys sitting on the couch eating popcorn. One's in a Sixers jersey and one's in a Donovan McNabb jersey. Is it me or is soccer just incredibly boring? No, man, it's just the worst. Then over at the side after we're winning, they got their American flags, popcorn's flying, they're chanting USA, USA. It's what it does to you. I've got some friends on Facebook. They've mentioned it a couple times. You know, how soccer just doesn't do anything for them. I can't wait to see them here in the next couple days and... see what their thoughts are now.
And, you know, I tweeted, and a lot of people tweeted, too, I believe that we just won.
Yeah.
Because, we, you know, there's that famous chant that finally happened. And, look, I want to talk about the future really fast, too, because John Brooks, in entering that game, an international competition, he's now cap-bound to the U.S., which means before he'd only played in friendlies, and he could have broken his... playing with the U.S. and gone to play for Germany, and you have a feeling Germany would have taken him because eventually, maybe in 3 or 4 years, but he definitely had the chance to play for the U.S. now. I wonder if there were reservations with him, though, when Jurgen looked at him and said, you know, Matt Beisler can't go anymore, his hamstring is tight, you've got to step in. Do you think he maybe thought, well, now I can't play for Germany, but then he comes out... a little hiccup at first. He didn't really clear the ball right. But ever since that moment, he turned into one of the real, you know, guys on that defense. His side gave up that goal between John and Ayu. But I just want to talk about that back heel really fast, too, from Azumoa John, because that was world-class stuff from a guy who's been playing in the United Arab Emirates, where, granted, he makes a boatload of money. And Andre Ayu, I mean, Tim Howard had an amazing game. There was no way he was going to get to that shot. Tim played a great game. And that's what you need from a guy like him back there to get those guys ready. Do you still like DeMarcus Beasley? Do you still like him in that spot?
He just... The beginning, he was rough. I mean, sure, like you said, go out and play, have fun. You got to be able to get back. That one point they almost scored, I was on him. But like you said, somebody's got to go back and fill in the spot. But if they're busy over in the middle, they can't break away. That was just a little close. And, of course, I yelled at him a couple times because, you know, when I coached, I was all about defense. Even though he won 10, 12 to nothing. he's okay there. He still has his speed. He got back when he needed to most of the time. But, yeah, he's fine.
Sorry we're hoarse, by the way. That first goal within 30 seconds, we just went absolutely insane. I tried to stop screaming, but all that came out was more screaming. And I always run into our room adjacent to the living room and celebrate. Yeah. So that was just an unbelievable moment. And
that 4 years seen some celebrations in those years.
Didn't really expect, though... I didn't see. I mean, I said Zusi's got a great right foot, but I didn't see that coming from Brooks.
And it was just perfect bounce into the ground where he can't get it and bounce up. That was just great.
It's a textbook header.
And our neighbors are like, "Damn, it's the World Cup because Brad, just like all the other years, goes to the porch with the vuvuzela and just lets it rip. It's bouncing off East River Mountain, coming back at us."
It echoed all, I mean, we do live in a pretty mountainous area, so it echoed all around that. And so the future looks good, though, with Brooks there. And then the future of the U.S. group looks good, too, because now you hate to see it happen. It happened to Josie Altidore today.
Yeah.
But Fabio Contrao goes down for Portugal, and he's probably their third best player. The second best player, Pepe, he's that when he plays well. He kind of plays like a moron, and he proved that today when he extended on Thomas Muller. And Muller did make a little bit too much out of it, but then Pepe comes back over screaming as the team's already down 2-0 and brushes his head against Muller pretty hard, gets a straight red card, headbutt. No hesitation from the referee, you can't headbutt. And that was just really, really stupid by Pepe and sent the team down to 10. And now if Portugal doesn't get results, it's going to struggle on goal differential being -4 right now.
And I tell you, if Zinedine Zidane, is that how you say his name?
Zinedine Zidane.
If he can't headbutt Pepe, yeah. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Hey, I mean, common link, they were both Real Madrid players when they were sent off for headbutting. But you got to think, and with Ronaldo didn't really make his textbook runs today. He waited for free kicks to really show up, and he was, of course, injured before the tournament, so possibility that Ronaldo might not be fully fit for the U.S. either, and if Contrao's gone with what looked like a groin injury, then it's going to be tough. But, of course, the U.S. has its own injury woes with Josie Altidore going down. You get a feeling that the tightness in Matt Beasler's hamstring will be okay, but do you think that Aaron Johansson or Chris Wondolowski can pick up the slack, or will they have to move Dempsey to a single striker and maybe put in Graham Zusi in the midfield? I don't know.
Wondo can take the slack up, I think. He's proved he can score. He's a scoring machine. He's done it and done it often. This level, no. But, you know, it's in him, so I think he can.
Yeah, I think Wondolowski's a guy that rises to the occasion. He's got 9, I believe, international goals and only 17 appearances, so that's a good strike rate.
Yeah, and to the Ghana player that predicted a win, na-na-na-na boo-boo. I mean, let's just stop doing that. I mean, no matter what sport, just go out and play the game and don't guarantee a win. You're not Joe Namath. I mean, just sit there and, you know, play your game. That's ridiculous.
I mean, just how great must it feel for these players that Ghana bounced them out kind of rudely in the last 2 World Cups? And then you can finally step up and win. I mean, the whole of the United States, it's going to become appointment TV for everyone now, I think. Yeah. Because this game was basically in U.S. prime time compared to the other games. Compared to previous games where they've been earlier in the day, like 11 a.m. In Germany and South Africa.
A couple years ago, I had to come home for lunch one day. And
yeah.
I told him I wouldn't be back. I was taking a 2-hour lunch. We had a good day that day, too.
I'm pretty sure that I don't know what time the U.S. plays its next games, but there will be a lot of people doing that, too. And you've got to think that the U.S. with Twitter, with social media, there's going to be even more of an outpouring. These players are going to have even more mentions on their Twitter if they even check it, if they're even allowed to check it. But people will definitely be telling them, hey, look at this stateside. Klinsmann will be showing them videos from people doing all these tributes. People will be naming their kids John Brooks, whatever. You know, that'll be their first couple of names. Or Clint Dempsey Johnson, you know.
And Jurgen Brown or something. Yeah. Jurgen Gibson.
Ooh, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you like that.
I might use that whenever, if I ever have a child.
And you've listened. You know I'm not happy about Landa not being there. But I think the player sent a message today. Hey, we're the 23 that's here. Get behind us. We're going to play our hearts out. Sure, we'd probably like to have Landon here with us, but it's us. Get over it. Let's go. I'm happy for them. I really am. They kind of got that monkey off their back. Because, you know, they're tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
They have to be. I don't know.
But we're so excited for the rest of the games, and we just can't wait to see what happens next. The path seems to be getting even easier, except for Germany in that third game. But hopefully the group can be wrapped up by then. We'll be bringing more on the blog, of course, kickingitsoccer.wordpress.com, on Twitter at kickingit10, at Kyle S. Gibson, at rgibbo304, and late tweet coming in as Grant Wall says that Dempsey says he thinks his nose is broken.
Nothing so, official, no x-rays, yeah. But Dempsey thinks it is, so.
And Clint's a tough guy, yeah. So if he thinks that, it's got to be pretty.
Can you imagine doing all that running with your nose plugged? Could you imagine him? Sound like me running half a mile.
I mean, the defenders will definitely be able to hear him at his back. But we'll try to bring you more podcasts here soon from the World Cup. Definitely whenever around the U.S. plays. Any final thoughts, Dad?
Nah, back to the real world. Prayers to the people and in Nebraska, just a huge tornado, one dead, 16 injured. You hate to see that. But just a great day. Sports, I like seeing the sports world, looking at Twitter and Facebook. You know, you still have some people, like I read you that one Facebook post, soccer players are wussies, Clint Dempsey dove.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the guy called hell, he really did. He, he'll shut up. But it was just a great day. It was fun.
Have a great day, everyone, and most importantly, go USA!
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 USA! USA!